Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off, and we welcome back Kip Branch from vacation in Mexico.
Yeah, glad to be back. Had fun. Got to see a lot of pretty sights. Take some boat rides. Enjoy some white sand beaches. Come back, carve you up on the radio on Saturday morning like I've been doing for 5 years.
Okay, well, come back to that in a minute. But we got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk Frederica's schedule, Frederica football schedule, Camden County Wildcat football schedule. We're going to talk about the Border War Classic that's happening up in Brunswick later in the football season, NFL draft, NBA playoffs. We got a lot to get to. And before we get to that, I am much remiss to pass this along. It's a very sad day. Known about it for a couple of weeks and making the announcement. But Kip Branch, who has done this show with me and taken the show to different levels, all positive, over the last 5 years, at the end of this month, will be stepping away.
Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed doing the show with you for the last 5 years. Just got a lot of things I want to do, some family things, like with kids in college and, you know, work, travels, COVID coming up. I travel a lot with my job, and got some home things I got to get done around the house. So I'm going to step back for a while and, you know, try to get some things done. So I've enjoyed doing this show, and, you know, I may be available from time to time to come fill in on a weekend, preferably during football season. And then, you know, we'll see where it goes. But just want to say I've enjoyed doing this for the last 5 years, Jason. You've become a good friend of mine. And, you know, I just got to free up some things on my schedule. And that's kind of where the decision came from.
Well, feeling is mutual. Thank you for giving the last 5 years of this show. And this will not... We've got two more shows with Kip this week and next week before he makes the official decision to step away. And, you know, Kip will tell you, I have not taken this lying down. I have done everything. I've made a strong attempt to be very persuasive over the last few weeks.
Yes, you have. I enjoy doing the show, but I just... You know, we've got kids in college and things like that that's going to be home during the summer. And weekends are going to be important to me in the next couple of years.
Okay, so let's start with the schedule for the Frederick Academy Knights, because it is brutal. Brutal with a capital B-R-U. They're going to play, first off, they're going to play 11 regular season games, two scrimmage games. Savannah Christian and Brantley is who they kick off with in their scrimmage games. And then they go at home against Brookwood, away against Tift Area, away against Valwood, at home against Calvary Day. They go to Millersville to play John Millers, the defending state champions, at home against Clinch County, at home against Tatnall Square, at home against Robert Toombs, then they go to Bullock, they go to Pinewood, and they wrap things up at home with St. Andrews.
That's a tough schedule. That is a brutal
That's
schedule.
That's a brutal schedule. Brutal.
Brutal schedule. You just got to look and decide where the wins are going to be.
So... I'm going into their schedule because I think at first glance you look at this thing and you say they might very well go 3-7, and they might, but knowing Brandon Derrick the way I know Brandon Derrick, he's going to find a way to win some games. So I'm going to go into this with optimism, the optimistic approach, maybe even best case scenario if you want to make that argument. I'm going to say that with this brutal schedule, Frederica finds six wins.
Six wins.
6-5.
Who are they going to be?
Okay. I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
I've got them winning at home in the season opener against Brookwood. Brandon Derrick's got 35 kids on the roster. Typically, when he's had that many, he's had really good seasons. So I've got them winning game two at Tift Area and game three at Valwood. And then they come home. It's going to be a long, tough stretch from here on out. Calvary Day, I don't like their chances there. Then they have to go to Milledgeville to play John Millage, who is, you know, as far as GISA goes, they are the Alabama of GISA.
You think?
Yes. Then they're home against Clinch County, at home against Tattnall Square. They'll lose all four of those games. So they'll end up 3-4 after that stretch before they see Robert Toombs at home. They'll get that done, get their record back to 4-4, get their open week. They go to Bullock Academy. Let me tell you something. They're going to Statesboro. They ain't going to lose to Bullock Academy.
Wow.
In Statesboro or that's anywhere
not,
this year.
That's not like you to pick a Bullock Academy team to beat Frederica. You usually all over the Gators. I mean, that's your M.O. What, the Frederica people, they come up with a new sponsorship program for the show or something?
We're working on it.
Okay, there we go. There you go, guys.
And then they'll go to Pinewood. And Pinewood's been very good the last few years. At some point, they got to take a step back, don't they?
They do.
So I like Frederica going on the road and get that one, too. And then they'll finish with St. Andrews, and I like them to win that game. So I've got them 6-5.
All right, let's go through it real quick for me.
Okay. Brookwood at home.
They'll beat Brookwood.
Tift Area away.
Loss.
Valwood away.
Loss.
So you got them at 1-2.
Yeah.
Calvary Day at home.
Loss.
1-3. John Millage away.
Loss.
1-4.
Yes.
Clinch County at home.
Loss.
1-5. Tattnall Square at home.
Loss.
1-6. Robert Toombs at home.
Win.
2-6. Bullock Academy in Bullock.
Win.
3-6. Pinewood in Belleville.
Loss.
3-7. 3-7. And then St. Andrews.
Win.
4-7 is what you've got.
It's going to be tough to go on the road in the region and beat Pinewood and and the other school, Bullock Academy, back-to-back. But, God, that schedule's brutal, man.
It's always tough to go into Statesboro
Clinch
and beat.
County?
It's always tough to go into Statesboro and beat any Bullock Academy
John
team.
Miller's
the Jason
Clinch
Bishop
County
Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southern Sports Edition has announced the players that will be on the cover for the 2022 High School Football Preview issue in August. These players include Jordan Triplett from Frederica, Kayshawn Thomas from Brunswick High, Jake Lindsay from Camden, Jarese Campbell from MCA, and Tyler Devlin from Glenn Academy. Each of these players will also have their own individual covers at some point in 2022. Tyler Devlin and Jordan Triplett joined former Brunswick High quarterback Corey Dixon as the only players to ever appear on the cover of SSE twice. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Bob Stoops will make his long-awaited return to coaching to the XFL. We polled 100 NFL wide receivers if they wanted Baker Mayfield as their quarterback. Survey says the reason the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray aren't communicating well is because the Cardinals don't speak baby. Johnny Manziel to Terrell Owens for the touchdown. If you know, you know. Welcome back, Ronald Acuna. You are now the face of the franchise. Browns, are you really going to be upset that Baker Mayfield was a no-show for camp? The return of Ben Simmons is a huge deal. The Nets need someone to bring water to Kevin Durant in the fourth quarter during timeouts. Trae Young is a bad dude. Freddie Freeman, don't get all emotional on me, dude. You should have signed the contract. Maybe the Miami Heat are a little better than I thought. Jerry Jones, you are my father. It is going to be an all-out landfill fire if the Nets get swept. Life lesson, when on a plane, do not piss off Mike Tyson.
Yes.
And these are my thoughts.
Why? On God's green earth.
Why
would anybody throw a water bottle at Mike Tyson?
This dude was knocking people out in 20 seconds in the 80s.
Why? I mean, those are things that you don't even consider letting creep into your mind. Hey, I'm going to throw a water bottle at Mike today. He's on the plane.
The only thing that makes sense to me is this guy thought that the Mike Tyson he was dealing with, he didn't know Mike Tyson of the 80s. The only thing I could think of is that he thought the Mike Tyson that he was talking to was the guy from the 90s that got beat twice by Evander and got beat by Lennox. And he was thinking Mike Tyson was like a scrub in boxing.
Apparently, he didn't watch The Hangover.
Right.
Okay. Because that's Mike knocking everyday Joes out cold. You stole that man's tiger. What happened? He got knocked out one punch. You're going to get on a plane. I was just on a plane, so I could speak from experience.
Okay.
I'm walking on the plane. Mike Tyson's sitting in first class. I'm sitting here, you know, holding my wife's hands, and Mike's looking around or whatever. I'm saying, hey, Mike, how you doing? The last thing going through my mind, hey, I'm going to throw a water bottle at this guy because I think I can take him.
The video is grand.
Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's on a top five list of Kip Branch of people don't ever mess with. Might be near the top. Mike Tyson at 57, 58 yeah. years old is a man you don't want to mess with when you walk into a club off the street or anything along those lines. Do not mess with Mike.
And the thing you mentioned, he was in his late 50s, but if you look at him, he's still rock solid. It's not like that he's aged and let himself go. Like, he still looks like he could get in the ring and perform at a high level.
So I wake up this morning. Here's what on my to-do list today. I'm going to get on this plane and throw a water bottle at Mike Tyson.
It's a bad decision.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad decision.
The garbage part of this is that dude that was, first off, he was heckling Mike Tyson, and Tyson kept telling him, hey, man, chill out, you know, stop. Mike Tyson was nice enough to take a picture with his buddy. Yeah. That's kind of what started the whole thing. And then the dude had the audacity to throw the water bottle at Mike Tyson, which was over the line, and Mike Tyson snapped and did what he did. This guy, the garbage part of this, is this guy has lawyered up and is now suing Mike Tyson for his injuries and his pain and suffering.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, look.
If you're on a plane and you're like, say, you're security, and Mike Tyson's beating somebody up on the plane, are you getting involved?
No.
Oh, no.
No way.
I'm just waiting for Mike to get tired.
Done. Yeah, yeah. And when you're done, hey, man, I'll bring you a water.
Yeah. I ain't going to throw it at you, but here's a water because you know, he finished off this bum pretty quick.
Look, dude, the thing is, like, our society has gotten so spun out of control. Sometimes in life, and we just all need to understand this, sometimes in life, when you do stupid things, you get what you deserve, and you just take it and say, you know what? Lesson learned. Move on. I'll take that consequence, and I won't do that stupid thing again. And you move on and you learn from it instead of going and lawyering up.
Yeah. There's an old proverb out there. Your best learning experience is from your last mistake. And the mistake was throwing the water bottle at Mike, and then, you know, probably had to have a lot of ice. They probably had to have extra ice on the airplane. Hey, man, what was I thinking?
I don't know.
The water bottle at Mike.
Man, we have got a jam-packed show. We've got NFL draft. We're going to try and blow. We're going to get as far in NFL draft as we can. We're going to do the top 10 picks, try to get through that as quickly as we can. We've got like 2.5 minutes before we go to break. Kip's still got his butt hurt segment. We've still got Camden football scheduled to do and talk about the Border War Classic up at Glynn County Stadium going on, which is going to be a really cool event. All right, so look, I did this last week, but I have readjusted some things. Like, I actually kind of looked down and did some hardcore research, like went into the numbers, watched film, and I changed some of the picks that I had that I gave you last week. One thing that didn't change, I got the Jags taking Evan Neal with the number one overall pick. Other mock drafts don't have this, and if they don't do this, you know, then they basically Jacksonville'd it.
Jacksonville does not need another edge rusher.
No joke.
Come on, guys. Every year I wrote a story a couple of weeks ago about this in the Southern Sports. Jacksonville, you've got Trevor Lawrence. He's a franchise quarterback. You have got to put some pieces around him, either protecting him or get some playmakers for him to get the ball to.
I watched the Georgia film of the Michigan playoff game, and, you know, Aiden Hutchinson. Last week, I told you that I thought the Lions would take him number two. Well, I've actually bumped him down because in that Georgia game, he was non-existent.
AWOL. No show.
Couldn't find him.
Him or David Ojabo.
So I'm actually going to say the Lions take Kayvon Thibodeau at number two, defensive end out of Oregon. At number three, I like the Texans taking Trayvon Walker, defensive line out of Georgia.
He's rising up. There's a lot of speculation that the Jags could make him the first pick.
Well, as much as I like Trayvon, you need Evan Neal. That's the right pick. At number four, because the Jets do stuff like this, they'll take Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end out of Michigan, who was a no-show at the Georgia game.
They need some playmakers.
At number five, I think the Giants are going to try and protect Daniel Jones and get Saquon Barkley, somebody to open up some holes for him. They'll go offensive line, Akeem Okonwu out of NC State.
Now, if Evan Neal doesn't go one at Jacksonville, he may fall into right here for the Jets.
Yeah, good point. At number six, I'll take the Panthers. The Panthers are going quarterback. They're going to take Malik Willis out of Liberty at number six.
They need a quarterback, that's for sure.
At number seven, Chris Olave will go to the Giants, wide receiver out of Ohio State.
Got to have some pieces if you're going to still, you know, have Daniel Jones as your quarterback. You got to get him some pieces.
At number eight, the Falcons will also go receiver. They'll take Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State.
Falcons are taking Kenny Pickett from Pitt a quarterback with their first pick. If Pickett's there at 8, he'll be an Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, we disagree on that. We'll give you the rest later in the show.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation. Gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Man, they done got Devo on here.
Producer Jim has been let loose again.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Producer Jim just picks whatever pits. He doesn't consult us anymore. He just does it. He just picks whatever he wants. We'll go to Kip's Butthurt segment in just a moment, but I'm going to finish up my picks. I've got the Falcons taking Garrett Wilson.
Quarterback.
Kip's got him taking a quarterback at 8. At number 9, I've got the Seahawks taking Derek Stingley out of LSU.
I think he goes earlier than that. He may go to the Jets.
Okay. Well, if the Jets picked him, they would take him over Aiden Hutchinson, which I don't think is a terrible idea. And then, speaking of the Jets, they also picked 10th. I've got them getting a weapon, and they'll take the best available receiver, and that would be Jameson Williams out of Alabama at number 10.
He's a weapon coming off an ACL that he hurt in the national championship game. That's a quick turnaround. I mean, he was a top 10 pick. On a guy that you don't even know that can help you this season, that's a
long term, man. Big picture,
pretty big
difference between me and you. You're looking at the trees, I'm looking at the forest.
Well, apparently you don't watch NFL because they look at the trees every single week. The forest in the NFL, that doesn't cut it.
It's now time for Kip's Butthurt segment.
Man, Butthurt segment for this week, Jason. Number five on the butt hurt list, the Denver Nuggets. Go ahead and they're going to get swept on out in the playoffs by the Golden State Warriors, and they're just awful. 0-3, they're down 0-3 right now, fighting on the sidelines,
yeah,
pushing
right.
each other. You know, it's just, it's over in Denver for 2022.
It might be over for that group.
It could be. They could blow that up yeah. after the season. Nuggets are down 0-3. That gets them an appearance on the butt hurt list this week. Number four on the butt hurt list, Baker Mayfield. He decides he's not going to show up to the voluntary offseason program. Baker, we know your butt hurt, but nobody cares.
If I were him, I would have gone. I would have gone just to be a thorn in their side. Because they don't want him there.
They don't want him there, and I'd probably showed up, too, just to piss people
That's
off.
That's exactly right. That's what I'd have done. That yep. would have been the better move if you want to make somebody mad. Show up.
Show up. Play well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Deshaun Watson, he's still got to deal with the massage therapist union there in northern Ohio. So he, you know, it may not be a bed of roses for him up there yet either, but Baker... Nobody cares if you didn't show up. I mean, he's wanting that trade. Who knows if he'll get it? Does Cleveland just eat his contract and just say, hey, just stay at home?
Somebody will
or
get
it. Or just stay at your home. His home's the stadium anyway, right?
Somebody will get desperate enough to pull the trigger on that.
Number three on the butt hurt list this week, the Chicago Cubs. This baseball season and the Cubbies outside of 2016 haven't done a whole lot. They've lost four in a row. I mean, they made a trade with the Braves this week and got Newcomb.
Mm-hmm.
Braves get a 38-year-old pitcher in return. Oh, well.
Who was a part of the World Series team last year.
Yeah, they get him
and
back.
And pitched well.
Pitch well, so the Cubs are doing what the Cubs typically do is starting to lose.
Mm.
They lose. Number two on the butt hurt list, we'll stay in Chicago. The White Sox have lost five in a row, and they've got a lot of talent on that roster.
They've got
a big payroll, too, and the White Sox are struggling right now. I mean, they lost to the Twins last night, 2-1. And they've been losing, like I said, five in a row. And they've got to get better. They'll turn it around, but you don't expect to start the season slumping the way they are right now.
Mm.
Number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason.
That's going to be good.
The Cincinnati Reds.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had a fire sale. All they have in Cincinnati now is Joey Votto.
That's it.
I mean, they've lost 10 in a row. I mean, their season's 14 games in. They're 2-12.
They won the first two games of that four-gamer with Atlanta, and that's it.
And they've lost 10 straight baseball games. They got one of the lowest payrolls in baseball. They got rid of all their talent. And it's just like, this is my problem with Major League Baseball right here, is the fact that with no salary cap in place, you got teams that just dump players and dump salaries, and they're cheap, and so they play, you know, mediocre baseball every single season, and there's no opportunity to get better. And the Reds are one of these teams now that just, we're not going to pay players to come here and play. We're just going to dump them, and we'll try to build through the farm system. I guess that's the mentality, but the Cincinnati Reds aren't going anywhere. They're 2-12. Like I said, they've lost 10 in a row. They're on the butt hurt list. They could lose 110 games this year.
I don't think they'll lose that many, but yeah, they're going to lose 90 for sure. Easy.
So you're saying they're going to win 70 games with this team?
I'm saying they're going to lose at least 90.
Whew.
Is what I'm saying. Okay. They may lose more than that, but at least 90.
I mean, they're on a pace to lose well over 100 games right now if this keeps up. They've got to turn it around. But who have they got to turn things around on that roster?
You know who showed us if he was given an opportunity he wouldn't lose games this past week at G-Day? It's Carson Beck.
Carson looked good.
He had a day, didn't he?
He looked good. He threw the deep ball pretty well.
I've been telling y'all how good Carson Beck was. I've been saying this for...
You've been saying this.
I've been saying this for 3 years.
You've been saying this for 3 years.
For 3 years, I've been telling you how good Carson...
He had his opportunity last year. I mean, he was the first guy in, you know...
DeJuan Mathis started the season, not Carson Beck.
2 years ago. Last year it was JT Daniels. Then he got hurt. And then everybody expected Carson to come in and play when he didn't. And the coaching staff put Stetson in. And a national championship later, we're sitting here and Carson Beck looked good at G-Day. We'll see.
Do you remember last year when I told you at the beginning of the season, before the season started, that I told you that Stetson Bennett was going to end up being the quarterback, and you sat here, oh, it's JT Daniels' job. Okay, remember, Georgia fans, last year I told you Stetson Bennett was going to end up being the starting quarterback at Georgia. Listen to what I'm about to tell you now, because I already have a track record of being right.
You don't. This is revisionist history.
Carson,
your track record.
Carson Beck will end up being the starting quarterback at the University of Georgia this season.
So you're saying when Stetson's going to get hurt?
Whatever the dynamic is, I'm telling you, before the season ends, Carson Beck is going to be the guy under center every single snap.
I was sitting there watching. I'm sitting here at the airport last week getting ready to fly off to Mexico with the missus. And we're watching the G-Day game because, you know, my wife's nephew, Brandon Jernigan, plays for University of Georgia football team
right
now.
Mm-hmm.
And he did get in for a few plays. And you know, if the family's happy about that, I'm happy about it because he's a great athlete and I think he can help University of Georgia. But here's one thing. I'm a diehard Georgia fan. You have to start wondering why Georgia's trying to recruit all these quarterbacks coming up, like Arch Manning, and there's other five-star quarterbacks that they're trying to get in this 23 class. It was obvious to me watching the G-Day game last week that Brock Vandergrift is never going to be the starter at Georgia. Did you see his throwing motion?
Yeah.
He's throwing sidearm, dude. So you can understand why Georgia's recruiting quarterbacks. We'll get more into that here when we come back.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation. Gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912 912- 265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Molly Hatchet. No.
Who? Okay. I don't even know who this is.
Stop.
Who is this? Is this Genesis?
It's Molly Hatchet. Southern rock and roll. You wouldn't understand. It's before your time.
Clearwater Creek Revival?
No. Stop.
Is that the name? Clearwater Creek Revival? Is that
Molly
it?
Molly Hatchet's from Jacksonville, Florida. Don't insult people that live in this part of the world.
Clearwater Clear Tent Revival?
No, stop, man. Don't do it.
I'm trying to get the
I got bands. One more week on the show before I take a little hiatus, man. I don't want people coming up here at the radio station waiting for us outside because you've insulted one of the legendary rock bands in the Southeast. Don't do it.
Man. Creekside Revival?
All right. Stop.
The Camden County Wildcats coming into... Yes, I'm responding to somebody on Facebook. Yes, we are going to talk Camden County football like we don't ever do it. We do it all the time.
Somebody said we don't talk Camden football.
I get, yeah, I mean, we do it all the time.
Cats are going to be much improved this year.
This is what I'm going to say about, before I get into their schedule, this is what I'm going to say about their region. In my opinion, Colquitt is the clear-cut favorite to win the region with what they have coming back. But then after that, I think the number two seed is wide open, and I'm not saying that Colquitt will win the region. I'm just saying they're the clear-cut favorite. But I think the number two seed with Valdosta, don't really know what they have. You know, Lowndes has taken a step back, losing Ja'Kari Brown. They lost some other pieces to that puzzle.
New coach coming in, new system.
You've got Camden, who, yeah, okay, they lost 42 seniors, but at Camden, that's normal. Like, you typically lose that many seniors every year in, year out, so that's not that abnormal. Defensively, they're going to be better. I think offensively, yeah, at the beginning there might be a few growing pains, but, you know, I think by the time they get to region play, they'll be just fine. Deontay Cole comes back for the Wildcats. I think they'll be fine. Look, I think Colquitt's a clear-cut favorite, and then I think at number two, it's probably between Camden and Valdosta.
Camden is going to be much improved. Let me tell you, last season was not a typical Camden. You're talking about Jeff Heron, Camden County, okay? Last year, probably ate at Coach Heron's crawl last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The man is a proven big-time winner, and it's eating at him all this offseason. Can you imagine being in the weight room now?
Yeah. And being involved, you know, as you know, I'm somewhat involved with the program, and I can tell you for a fact, I know that for a fact that it is. You know, he told me once during the season that he had never, ever had a losing season ever in his career. It was the first one they'd ever had.
Well, it's going to be the last.
Yeah, I agree. So their schedule, they're going to open at home against Columbia.
When?
They'll be up at Glenn County Stadium to play Brunswick High.
Oh, that's good. I'm a pirate. You won't ever hear me predicting no wins over Camden County in football. I'm just going to say, ooh, that's going to be a tough one
Pirates. There have been a lot of butt whoopings that Camden has handed out to those Pirates.
Yes.
Speaking of that, there have been a lot of butt whoopings Camden has handed out to the Glenn Academy Red Terriers as well.
They're going to win that one.
Glenn will come to Camden. Dade Christian will come to Camden.
Win.
Somerset Academy will come to Camden. Atlantic Coast comes to Camden. And then Camden goes on the road in the region part of the schedule. They go to Richmond Hill.
Win.
They'll go to Colquitt. And then they'll close out the season at home against Valdosta and Lowndes.
Should have beat Lowndes last year, letting them off the hook.
Should have beat Colquitt as well.
I'm going to say they're going to beat Lowndes. Valdosta, I'm not sold on them. I'm not sold on their coaching staff over there. I think the toughest game on the Camden schedule is going to be Colquitt. At Colquitt, you said?
It's at Colquitt.
You got to, they got to be underdogs going there. 8-2, 9-1 is a very good possibility for this Camden County Wildcat team.
I've got
7-3 at the worst case, 9-1 best case, in my opinion.
Okay, fair enough. And to be honest with you, if that Colquitt game, was it Chris Gilman? Yeah, I don't know. I'd say flip a coin at that point. But because you've got to go over to Moultrie to play that game, I feel like Colquitt might have a little bit of an advantage. I've got them going 8-2. That's where I'm at, 8-2. I think the Brunswick game is going to be a fantastic football game. And you know, I've said this before, I really think that Brunswick is a state championship contender in 6A. So it'll be a really, really good game. They'll be at home. We have to go to them to play that game at Glynn County Stadium. So I think that that's going to be a really good measuring stick game for Camden, especially early on, well, second game of the season.
Brunswick will be breaking in a new quarterback. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Defensively, Brunswick should be as good or better than they were last year. Offensively,
they're going to be better defensively.
Worried about running back. Who's going to step in the running back slots in Brunswick? Not worried about
Deontay Cole returns.
Yeah, so it's going to be it all as the last two seasons for Brunswick going to depend on the quarterback. So in that game, I'm looking at that game, Brunswick Camden, knowing that Camden's lost what they did last year, knowing that it's early in the season, Brunswick quarterback. I'm looking at that as a toss-up game right now.
Yeah, coin flip, right?
Yeah.
Could go either way. Mm-hmm. No, I'm in agreement. I'm saying 8-2, and the only reason I'm saying 8-2 is because those the two games where I think that Camden might struggle, they might not come out on top, those are both road games.
Right.
If you put either one of those games at Chris Gilman, I would probably say Camden wins the football game.
If you're going to say that Camden is going to beat Lowndes, then you have to say they'll beat Valdosta, too, because I think Lowndes, you know.
There, write this down. There ain't no way, and I mean there ain't no way, that Valdosta and Lowndes are coming to Chris Gilman with a Jeff Herron coach football team.
Year two. After.
And winning at Chris Gilman.
After inheriting a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just telling you, there ain't no way.
I don't see it either.
Jeff Herron's not losing those two games.
In fact, I'll go out on a limb and say this, Jason. If you're going to get Camden in 2022, you better get them
early,
August and September.
You better.
Because after that, it's going to be on. And if they can go over there and somehow pull one out against Colquitt, then you're looking at a region championship football team.
And a number one seed, which means all those teams from Atlanta, at least for the first two rounds, are going to have to make that long 5.5-hour, 6-hour drive
and that was
to
the,
Kingsland.
That was the puzzle piece that, for years, the teams have to drive that 350 miles down from Metro Atlanta, get off the bus, and have to play a physical football team. Camden is on the way back to being the physical Camden County football program that you have known, have come to expect from a Coach Herron football team, and it's still going to be improvement this year, but 2023 and beyond. You don't want to deal with the Camden County Wildcats.
That's a great point, Kip, and I want to pick that up in our last 30 seconds before we go to break. Once that there's that particular class, that rising sophomore class, which everybody knows is really good, and I think with Jeff Herron there running that wing T, which nobody does anymore, so it's hard to prepare for. Nobody sees it. You can't really prepare for it. It's something different. I think that moving forward, like you said, that 2023 year and beyond, Camden gets back to winning that region pretty well consistently.
They're going to be tough to deal with in 23 and beyond. Probably 22 as well.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
We need to take the keys away from Producer Jim.
Producer Jim.
I mean, just whatever, man. Now, I want to finish a thought we were having in the last segment. I like Camden to win a two seed. Again, I think Colquitt's the favorite to win the region. But I think after that, Camden beats Valdosta at home, beats Lowndes at home, gets the two seed, and somebody from Atlanta is going to have to come to Kingsland.
Yes. Lowndes, you know, first year, new coach. I don't know what kind of system or anything they're going to be running. We know Lowndes is going to have athletes. You know that. They're going to have good football players. We know Camden's going to have good football players. I think the winner of that game will be at least a two seed, and I think Camden will beat Lowndes this year at Chris Gilman Stadium.
So we've got the border wars that were announced this past week taking place in September 8th through September 10th, where you've got 17 from the state of Georgia, 17 from the state of Florida. They'll all play Thursday through Saturday at Glenn County Stadium. The MCA Buccaneers will take on the West Nassau Warriors. The Glenn County Red Terriers will take on the Creekside Knights. The Charlton County Indians will take on the University Christian Christians.
Charlton and University Christian used to play back in the day, and those were some good football games.
Brunswick High Pirates will take on the Bulls Bulldogs.
Ooh.
Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane will take on the Madison County Cowboys.
That's a match up of two state championship football teams from the state of Florida and the state of Georgia last year.
The Coffee County Trojans will take on the St. Augustine Yellow Jackets, and the Richmond Hill Wildcats will take on the Baker County Wildcats.
I like Richmond Hill. in that game. I like, you said St. Augustine's going to be playing. I like Coffee in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go with University Christian against Charlton right now. I don't think Charlton is what they were way back when those teams were playing. My Pirates, ooh, Bowles is going to be.
Yeah,
that's going to be rough.
Yeah, and, you know, they're trying to turn it into like a Georgia versus Florida thing, you know, who notches the most wins. So I'll take West Nassau. I'll take Creekside.
You're taking West Nassau over McIntosh?
Yes.
I'm going to take MCA.
You might be right about that. We'll see. Okay. I'll take West Nassau. I'll take Creekside. I'll take University Christian. I'll take Bowles. I'll take Madison County. Mm-hmm. Wow. I will take Baker County, and I'll take Coffee. So I think only Coffee is going to be the only winner.
I'll take McIntosh.
From Georgia.
I'll take MCA. Those games are going to be in Glenn County Stadium.
All of them.
Okay. Bowles will be good. That'll be a measuring stick game. I want to see how my Brunswick High Pirates are going to match up, especially with some of these top-flight recruits that Bowles has year in and year out.
That's a good point.
And they got a couple of studs, I think, on the defensive side. I just want to see how that's going to play out. You're right. On paper, the state of Florida should win most of those games.
Yeah, I think that probably the only team that will be favored would be Coffee over St. Augustine, my opinion.
Fitzgerald, I don't know what Fitzgerald's going to have coming back. Madison County, that's a toss-up game. We'll see how that plays out. But definitely, I don't think Glenn will be favored. I like the McIntosh matchup. We'll see how that plays out.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a good event. Now, granted, you know, that Friday night, I'll probably be somewhere calling a Camden County game, but that Thursday and that Saturday,
I'll be at Glenn County Stadium.
Well, as will I. I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I'll be calling the Brunswick High game on Friday night between the Bricks when Bowles plays the Pirates. But I'm looking forward to that game. I actually think Brunswick can win that game. I just want to see. I want to see quarterback play in Brunswick's first game of the season, first couple of games of the season, and to see what's going on there.
In the NBA, series that are already over, Philadelphia and Toronto, done. Philadelphia's up 3-0.
Raptors.
Golden State and Denver, done.
Nuggets, break it up.
Golden State up 2-0. And
3-0.
3-0, that's what I meant. Yeah, 3-0. And today, Boston and Brooklyn, if Brooklyn don't win, done.
Wow.
If Brooklyn doesn't win.
Yeah, they do not beat the Celtics today. They could get swept, and boy. Boy, oh boy, you got Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, the guy that's
Ben Simmons. Don't forget Ben Simmons.
The bad back. I mean, there's too much talent on that roster to come out and get swept by somebody. They should rebound today.
They better.
Said that at the same time.
They better. Phoenix and New Orleans. Phoenix up 2-1. Dallas and Utah.
That's a good series.
That is a good series. Dallas leads that, despite the fact of them not really having
Luka
for that series. So they're up 2-1. Memphis leads the Timberwolves 2-1.
That's a surprisingly good series.
Miami won the first two games of the series, and then Trae Young broke their hearts last night and gave Atlanta their first win in the series, 2-1.
If Atlanta if the Hawks don't win the day, they're going to get beaten 5.
I want you to listen to what I'm about to say, right? Because I've already picked this series. I picked this series before it started, and I told you the Hawks would knock the Heat out, is what would happen as an 8 seed knocking off a 1. If the Hawks win today, Hawks win the series in 7. If the Hawks win today, because you're right. If Miami wins today and goes up 3-1, it's probably over in 5.
Right.
But if the Hawks win today, they'll win the series in 7.
Miami's a team. They're the number one seed, but I just don't believe in the Heat. I just don't think they're that.
Me either.
I don't think they're that great.
Me either.
And if Phoenix doesn't start playing better out west, I mean, they've been struggling with the Pelicans, dude. Struggling with the Pelicans.
By the way, if you want some more information about the Border War Classic, go to the southernsportsedition.com. There's an article written up outlining the games and talking a little bit about each and every game that's going to be played, kind of outlining what the teams are, where they are, what they do.
Yep, it's going to be fun.
TheSouthernSportsEdition.com.
TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Braves, we got a couple of seconds.
Literally.
Yeah.
Braves. Game under 500. Kyle Wright right now is the early favorite to win NL Cy Young.
Kyle Wright's a good pick. The light switch came on.
Did it ever.
In the postseason last year. And we were just debating here a few weeks ago, would he latch on to the number five
spot? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, he's he's done a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
And Acuna's coming back here pretty soon.
Well, that lineup is going to be brutal.
I can't wait to see 13 back in the lineup.
That lineup's going to be brutal with Acuna back in there. You're talking about having Rosario and Dansby hitting 8th and 9th.
Yeah. With the DH now.
Yeah.
Rule in effect. Oh, boy, Acuna, he's an exciting player.
Where do you get an out? Can you tell me? Where do you go to get an out?
It's gonna be tough. Once that lineup starts hitting in the pitching, you know, you can get a third starter like Kyle Wright pitching the way he's pitching. Braves could go on a little run. Keep in mind they didn't get over 500 until August of last year.
Fair point.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southern Sports Edition has announced the players that will be on the cover for the 2022 High School Football Preview issue in August. These players include Jordan Triplett from Frederica, Kayshawn Thomas from Brunswick High, Jake Lindsay from Camden, Jarese Campbell from MCA, and Tyler Devlin from Glen Academy. Each of these players will also have their own individual covers at some point in 2022. Tyler Devlin and Jordan Triplett joined former Brunswick High quarterback Corey Dixon as the only players to ever appear on the cover of SSE twice. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.